Oh, man.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. And today, Jeff Bezos has decided he will not be ending world hunger. So that's kind of fucked up.
Jeff Bezos, you need to do better.
But, granted, we are recording this from way in the past. So maybe by the time this episode comes out, Jeff Bezos may have ended world hunger.
If that's the case, thank you, Jeff.
Wait, hold on. If not, fuck you.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say you're mean. But I guess we're taking the aggressive route.
I like to live life dangerously.
Wait, question. Is it route or route? Like, you know, people say Route 66, but then you're like, proceed to the route. Proceed to the route. The route.
Are you rapping right now?
The route.
I don't know. Okay, hold up. I'm looking up that Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos. Okay. There's a Twitter account. It's called handle is Has Bezos Decided, and it's Has Jeff Bezos Decided to End World Hunger? Jeff Bezos has a net worth of $160 billion. The IFPRI says it would cost $11 billion to end world hunger per year. So has Jeff Bezos decided to end world hunger today? And then the tweet from 1 hour ago. Nestle pays $200 a year to the state of Michigan to pump water out from the ground to bottle it 2 hours away from Flint. Flint still doesn't have clean water. And then I think this morning when I went on, it said Jeff Bezos has decided not to end world hunger today. But that's how he starts. I don't know if it's a man or a woman that runs this, or a non-binary fellow. Fellow is still a male term. I'm so sorry.
Non-binary bud.
Bud, there we go. I don't know who runs this, but every morning they tweet, Jeff Bezos has decided not to end world hunger, or something resembling that. And then from looking at the Twitter just now, it seemed like they just pointed out these people pay this for this, and Flint still doesn't have clean water.
I want to say Flint hasn't had clean water for like 6 years.
Yeah, it's something like that. I want to say since 2014. Yeah.
Imagine, like, okay, world hunger, yes, something that needs to be solved. However, what about this place in the literal United States that does not have clean water?
Well, in Yemen.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know where I saw this, probably Twitter, but it said something like, it would cost $200 million or something to give Flint clean water forever. And I'm like, that's it? And nobody's... Nobody's doing anything?
There are so many different, GoFundMe pages. Like, there's this one that was made to help build the wall that Trump wants to build. And it got, millions of dollars. And yet there's all these, ones for Flint, Michigan that have... maybe thousands at the most.
See, where are these GoFundMes? Because I will donate. I don't have a lot of money to donate, but I will donate, $5 to each one.
Yeah. I want to know where the same energy is. Y'all want to put up a wall to protect our country, but you won't help our country, people in our country stay healthy and alive? Okay,
I have a question. Is Flint, Michigan predominantly black?
I don't know. You definitely have to Google that.
Because the pictures that I've seen have been black people holding signs that say something about Flint, Michigan not having clean water.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
Because isn't Detroit predominantly black?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
I feel like it is.
I feel like I'm going to sound super uneducated. I'm black. Please don't, kill me. I'm trying my best.
I know. I'm doing my best. See, and, I want to be as educated as possible, but there is such thing as overreading, overstimulation, over-consuming information.
Dude, there's so many sources. You never know what to trust.
Exactly. I don't trust the news. I already don't trust the news. But I will still watch the news to see what they are actually telling the people. And then, even on Twitter, I'm like, what is up with these Twitter peeps? Because I'm getting so much misinformation, especially, with George Floyd. I didn't... I heard that it was a bad check at first is what they were worried about. And then it was a counterfeit 20.
Yeah.
And then I heard that it turned out to not even be fake.
Exactly. It's whack. There's so many things floating around. I'm like, I don't know what to trust. Either way, all I know is that he didn't deserve to die.
Yes. That's all I know. Whether it was... it was fake, no. Bad. Oh, both my parents in the car.
You want to do a play-by-play?
A play-by-play? Okay, so they're going to get out of the car. I don't think they're going to say anything, because my mom didn't say anything last time we did this.
She said a very quiet hello. She's like,
hello. Hello, yeah. But she pointed at us and went... She pointed, did the rock on, and then waved. Or the party on. That's how I intend it. When I do this, I mean party on.
I always think of it as rock on.
Rock on, man. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Wayne. Party on, girl. It's Wayne's World.
Those dogs are going crazy.
I know. They go insane because they're like, you're home! And then, like, we keep them outside. And they're not coming inside. But it's nice. So, like, if it were raining, we would definitely have them inside. But since it's nice, they're outside. And then they fight with each other.
Oh, shoot.
Not, like, aggressively, but they're, like, they get in each other's faces, and then they're already barking, and they're like, oh, you're barking at me? Well, I'm gonna bark at you! And then, you know, they're gonna...
I'm gonna show you who's boss.
Exactly. And then it will be Jesse. Jesse will win, because she is the alpha.
Alpha female.
Yes. Well, packs of dogs or wolves, I believe the alpha of the whole pack is actually a female.
Who run the world, girls?
Yeah, Beyonce got it right. Who run the world in nature? Definitely women. Who run the world in America? Old white men. Yes, we do. Thank you, mother. Oh, you got croissants? Hell yeah. We got some croissants. That was me.
You ate my croissants?
I said somebody ate my croissants, and I think her name starts with an M.
Yep, that was me.
Oh, I was like,
ooh. Mackenzie. Because that's what she calls me.
Who run the world?
Me.
If Corona had a gender, I think it would be female.
I think it would.
Because I was going to say something so out of pocket, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh, please do.
I was going to say, I don't think... No, that is so mean.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if...
Wait, I can say it in a nice way.
In one of my podcasts, I compared Billie Eilish to the coronavirus.
She kind of sickly looking.
No. Like, how well known she is... the equivalent of how well known the coronavirus is.
Fair. Okay, what I was gonna say was, I feel like...
Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like a woman, only a woman can have that type of power to destroy...
Oh, yeah, Mother Nature. She's like, fuck y'all. I'm gonna kill you.
Here you go.
Oh, good, you're all stupid. Boom.
I'd like
Corona.
I'd like to blame shift Corona onto... Jackie, because she said we need a new plague.
Okay, I was cloning The Office.
But she said it. She put that out into the universe.
I said it a lot, yeah.
Manifestation. Boom. Jackie's fault. Jackie's the reason
I feel
Corona.
Like I said it every time somebody pissed me off, though.
So
and it was
lot.
Just kind of like, well, yeah, because I always said it at work. And I was like, there are too many people. We need a new plague. And like, I would just get so pissed. Because people were being fucking rude. Oh, that's my mom. I was like, what the hell was that? But no, people were being rude. And then there was a lady that came in. And she was like, it was her and her husband or boyfriend. And then her elderly grandmother. Or it was an elderly person with her who needed a walker. And I was trying to find a spot that was not far away from the host stand, but I was like, oh, they have a walker, so maybe they need a table. And so I said, okay, let me try and find something for you. And she's like, you can find us a spot or we'll leave. I'm like, whoa! I'm literally looking at what I have. I have limited seating. I'm trying to find something that would suit you. And I said, well, I can put you over here, but you won't have access to your walker if you need it. And then the younger lady was like, well, it's fine. Like, why aren't you seating us? And I'm like, whoa, I'm, like, literally trying to find you a spot, like, that will accommodate you as best as possible. So, I sat them at 25, and then I put the walker, like, by the door in timber, and I put it by the door, and, I was like, the walker's over here, and then, I think Donna was, whoever, I was like, they'll get the walker for you when you're ready. And she's like, okay, good. And I was like, we need a new plague.
Boom.
Get rid of her, damn.
See, freaking wait, was that, A. That was before Corona?
That was before Corona.
Okay, so, like, we have to go through a rigorous
sanitation. I think that was in, like, January.
Yeah. We have to go through a rigorous sanitation process because, you know, we gotta clean tables. So, wait, is the left side evens or odds? Like, when you're, like, walking from the host stand to there, is it 27 on the left side?
The left side is evens.
Okay, so I went to, like, these people came in and they wanted to sit in timber. And I was like, okay, we don't have any tables and they're open right now. However, we just need to get, like, this one table cleared off and it should be, like, no more than 5 minutes. And she was like, okay. And so I'm, like, getting it cleaned off, or I'm, like, waiting for one of the busters to clean it off. And they had just cleared it off. And I, like, was like, okay, it's gonna be super wet, so I'm gonna go dry it off with a towel. So I went, and right as I walked back to the host stand, she peeked around the corner, saw it, and then, like, threw her hands up at me. She was like, what the heck? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I just finished drying off that table for you. I can go ahead and take you right over. And she's like, oh. I was like,
see, and then this is my problem is, like, because you're like, it's your fault. You manifested the plague. The plague is not taking out the people that I wanted it to.
It didn't manifest hard enough.
No, it didn't manifest correctly.
True. Nah, but I remember that happened, and I was just like, you know, I just tried to be nice.
That makes you sound like a really horrible person, but, like, I don't want people to die. Hello, Mom.
Thank you for the picture of me and Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. I got that frame from John and Colleen. Aww. Shout out John and Colleen moving to Arizona. Thank bitches. You. But, yeah, no, that all of this makes you sound like a terrible person. No. I'm not a terrible person, I swear to you. It's just, like, I get frustrated. It's like Dwight in that episode. He's like, they're walking through the convention hall or whatever. He's like, there are too many people. We need a new plague. Yeah. Like, that was his observation of there being too many people. But me, yeah. I'm like, the plague needs to take out the right people and it's taking out the wrong people.
See, I always talk to my mom about
it. It's natural selection. I'm just like, natural selection is not doing its job because modern medicine has made it harder for natural selection to do its job.
So basically, the conclusion we come to is Jackie just wants certain people to die.
I need them to stop being the way that they are first, and then if they can achieve this, then that's fine. Live among society. But if you're just gonna be a bitch, I'm gonna, like, make a citizen's arrest.
Jeez.
I don't want people to die, okay? The way that I said, we need a new plague to humble some people. Like, the people who get coronavirus. Okay, the people... Remember when all those kids went to spring break and they all got coronavirus and they were pissed off about it? I'm like, you are dumb.
They needed to be humbled because they're like, this isn't anything but, like, a flu, blah, blah, and then they... Boom! Corona.
And then I'm like, I don't want you to die, but I want you to be like, okay, now you have coronavirus and I hope that it sucks for you because I need you to learn that you are being a nuisance to society by being a fucking dumbass. I'm sorry that I swear so much, but I'm never
gonna be able to, like, repost these on my Instagram because I have too many people following me.
I'm so sorry. You can never tell anybody that you co-host with me.
I'll say, like, I have a podcast that I co-host for.
Do
for
not
the summer,
promote my podcast because I swear too much. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to, but at the same time I do, I guess. I don't know. So I think in a few weeks when this goes up, I think we will have finally gone into phase 3. I don't think, because you said we were supposed to go into phase 3 this weekend.
This last weekend.
Okay. So this last weekend, what days were this? The 20th? Like, Father's Day weekend, is that where
yeah,
okay,
so
Father's,
like,
Day weekend.
The 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay.
So, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was supposed to be one of those days.
Okay, so Father's Day weekend, we're supposed to go into phase 3. We are the Wednesday after Father's Day.
And this is going
to
go up in, like,
about a month.
Month.
Yeah, so end of July, probably.
I mean, technically, if we were to get approved for it, like, this week, we could possibly be applying for phase 4 by the time this goes up.
But I don't think, because the governor just did a mandatory face mask thing, and I think that should, we talked about it in another podcast, but we definitely should have done the masks during phase 1 when he wanted to open up stuff, or like the beginning.
He didn't open up stuff in phase 1.
Well, the parks,
like,
and stuff opened.
Oh yeah, phase 1 was like ground, that was like first square, or whatever you want to call it, square 1.
Yeah, so... they did, that's what should have happened, but it didn't, and that's it's whatever, we're here now, and it's happening now. But definitely, they're trying to backtrack, and it's not working.
I hope they don't backtrack too far. Like, I hope he doesn't, like, be like, psych y'all back in phase one.
Oh, yeah, because we're supposed to go to phase three.
If that's the case, I'm gonna be sad, because, you know, with phase one, for those of you who don't understand, like, phase one, you're not allowed to see anyone outside of your household. Phase two lets you see five people outside of your household a week. Like,
well, and you can golf with one person you don't live with.
Yeah, so, like...
And I was like, golf? What?
Who goes into phase two or whatever phase you can golf in and be like, the first thing I want to do is golf?
Not me.
Not me, but I'm not an old man, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't go to the country club.
Neither do I. I'm trying to think of what my prediction for 4 weeks will be. I predict that... This is going to sound really bad, but I have a feeling that Corona's going to get, like, really bad again.
I think it will, too.
I think we're going to be, like, stuck in phase two for a long time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right on that, and I agree with you. But maybe by the time this podcast goes up, we might be going into phase three.
Maybe.
Or phase four.
I doubt.
I think it's far-fetched, because I remember Manny being really excited for My Chemical Romance, and then they just postponed it a few weeks ago.
I have a feeling in 4 weeks I'll know whether or not I'm going to be going off to college, because I'm supposed to know end of June, beginning of July, what the deal is going to be.
So that's right now, though.
Yeah, so, you know, I know that they're taking their time, because, like, I'm going to be going to school in King County, and King County just went into phase two. And now Washington is, now Jay's, like, face mask. So, like, I have a feeling they're not going to be progressing for a while.
Oh, so is every county in phase two now?
I feel like there are still some counties in phase one, like Yakima County. I don't think...
Oh, yeah, no, they're bad. I think they're going to be in phase one for a while.
Yeah, I don't think some counties are in phase three already.
Oh, okay.
Like, the ones who got to go into phase two early, they're already in phase three.
Yeah, and we're... People listening at home, we are talking about Washington State. I don't know the status of a lot of other states. I know that Arizona is opened. Everything is open in Arizona. As of right now. As of the Wednesday after Father's Day weekend.
So, as of June 24th, 2020.
Everything in Arizona is open. But they're still doing, like, social distancing and they're wearing masks. Like, employees at places are wearing masks. But,
like, they have, like, everything open.
Yeah. From my understanding.
See, what I'm confused about is, like, I heard that under phase two or under phase three, that's when tattoo and piercing parlors would get to be open.
But are the phases what Jay Inslee, like, for Washington State, are the phases just what Jay Inslee did?
Mm-hmm.
So, others, because Arizona did no phases.
Yeah, no, the phase thing is just Washington. Or, I mean, I'm sure there's probably other
but
states.
But the phases... Jay Inslee for Washington made those phases, and then governor of California would make different phases.
Yeah, I'm
or
pretty sure.
Similar, it'd be
but
similar.
But I know that, like, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Montana, and Idaho, I want to say. Maybe that's too many states, but I know it's, like, all of the West Coast and then a few other states did this, like, little pact where they were going to, like, kind of branch off of each other, be like, oh, you're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, like, you know, it was kind of just like,
I heard that too, and I think Manny told me that, but I think it was between Washington, Oregon, and California.
There was another there
and
was
maybe a... maybe Nevada.
There were a couple...
Nevada did not get hit nearly as bad.
Yeah, that's because that's like a tourist state.
Well, the Vegas area, even the Vegas area, I think Nevada is still one of the states with the lowest number of cases.
I wonder what Montana did, because I know Connor's family wanted to go to, like, they were considering, like, going to Montana when it got really bad, because Montana was really, really low in cases, so I wonder what's happening over there now.
Yeah, I have no idea. I honestly...
I'm gonna grab my phone.
Okay, I'm not, like, super concerned about other states at the moment, because I want to live in the now in Washington and kind of think of it that way instead
of... We're going to look at other states.
We're going to look at other states right now. Awesome.
Because I have an app and it has a spot specially for coronavirus.
Oh, cool.
So, let's see. The top states. Let's see where Washington... Washington's kind of down there.
Yeah.
So...
I think Arizona is up there.
Let's see. This is from most cases to lowest. So... New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Florida, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Maryland, Arizona, Virginia, North Carolina, Louisiana, Ohio, Connecticut, Indiana, Tennessee, Minnesota, Alabama, Colorado, Washington. Wait, that is not in order.
Uh-oh.
That is not in order at
all.
It is.
Okay. Okay, because I was thinking...
Arizona's on the rise.
What
Arizona has 5 to 10...
Does it number them, like...
It doesn't give a number. Let's see, count. So, out of the 50 states... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... It's 12.
Oh, okay. But Arizona is going to creep its way into the top 10. That's my prediction. I think Arizona's going to creep in.
Washington's at 23.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, we're almost halfway. What's the lowest... Oh, wait. Then there's, like, some, like, United States-owned territory. Montana is at the bottom.
Where's Nevada?
Nevada. It is... How many below us is that? 1, 2, 3... Wait, so 23? 4, 5, 6, 7, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Nevada's at 34.
Oh, so they're a whole 10.
They have 13,528 confirmed cases. Montana has 766.
Wow.
Alaska has 789. Let's see. The highest is New York, and they have 389,666.
Wow.
And Washington has, 29,869 cases.
Oh, wow. Dang. How many does Arizona have?
Arizona has 60,190.
Holy shit.
They've gone up. There is no way. New cases yesterday, 3,779 cases.
No, I believe that number because they don't require people to wear masks at all, but the employees at businesses are wearing masks, and then they're doing social distancing, but nobody is required to wear a mask in a grocery store or anything.
Let's see. Wow.
So I think Arizona's gonna get in the top 10.
California had 6,712 new cases yesterday.
Holy crap.
They're really...
And unfortunately with New York, the cases in New York are just gonna be in New York City, Manhattan area.
Mm-hmm.
There's 8 million people in that little area.
Connecticut's doing pretty good. They're pretty
that's
far.
So,
oh, wait,
that's
no, Connecticut's
so
ahead of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, Washington, and then it gives you a breakdown by the states. Or, like, the counties. So, like, this is a breakdown of the counties. So, like, it tells you, let's see, which one is... Kids App has 198 cases. And how many deaths? Three? Two.
We have two deaths in Kids App County?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll see. Whitman County is on the rise.
What's the population of Kitsap County?
I think I read it was like 75,000.
Yeah, because like I know in Paulsbo and Port Orchard there's at least 11,000 people in each of those places.
Let's look at Kitsap County population. Kitsap County population. Oh, I was so off. Kitsap County population is 271,473 people.
That's a lot of people.
That is King County. Ooh, where's Whatcom County? I have a friend who lives in Whatcom County. Whatcom had 22 new cases yesterday. Is there any place... Like, there's a lot of the smaller counties are doing okay. Like, there's still one county in Washington that doesn't have a single case.
Wow.
Garfield County. And then Lincoln County. So, like, the bottom ones, there are 7 counties with under 10 cases.
Wow.
But they're also probably, like, very small.
Well, and when you look at the difference, too... Did you say New York had 300,000 confirmed cases?
Yeah.
So when you look at the difference between New York and... What's number 10? What state is number 10?
I'll check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... Hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Michigan,
how many did they have?
68,550.
So you're looking at 300,000 to 68,000 between New York and Michigan.
That's whack.
Like, and it's purely because on one little island, there are almost 8 million people. Or, maybe not Manhattan, but, like, because that's just Manhattan. But in New York City, there are 8 million people.
Kitsap County had, like, a really bad spike at one point. Like, we were getting, like, holy crap, when was that? Oh, that was, like, in the very beginning. But, like, on June 9th, we had 5 new cases. And then if you go on, like, the Kitsap County Health Department site, I think it'll tell you how many cases we have each day.
Yeah, but, I mean, I could see why people here, especially with only having under 200 cases of confirmed coronavirus out of the 275,000 people that live in this county, it's like less than 200 people have the coronavirus. I could see why people are not like eager to wear masks or really, they want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing is it's like, we just can't. And I think there should be travel bans between, like, the top 25 states. And I know Washington falls into that category, but in the top, that's half. We're in the top, we're in the technically bottom 50%. We're number 23, right?
Yes.
So we're technically in the bottom 50% of worst states.
I'm looking at, like, sorry, I'm, like, looking at all the stuff for, like, Kitsap and what's, like, everything that's happening. So that website I was on wasn't accurate. So there have been 202 positive tests, 9,966 negative ones. And then, so that means only 2% of them have been positive. So Bainbridge has 13.
Brighton, I feel like Bainbridge was the worst, because isn't that where it started?
Bainbridge is really low.
No, like of Kitsap County. When it first started, it started in Bainbridge.
It did, but they're the lowest right now.
Oh, okay.
Bainbridge has 13, Bremerton has 67, Central Kitsap has 32, North Kitsap has 43, and South Kitsap has 47. So Bainbridge is currently the lowest. And then Bremerton's the highest.
Well, and they're on an island, too.
And Kitsap's, like, middle. We had 32, which is kind of scary, because do you ever think about, like, where was that person before they got tested?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then how many of those people are asymptomatic but can spread it? Because I think the people who are asymptomatic that don't spread it have already had it.
Mm-hmm. See, not the sad part, but the, like, crappy part is, like, if you feel sick and you want to get tested, they won't test you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be exhibiting symptoms. I'm pretty sure if you go to, like, I was looking on Rite Aid or Walgreens, they'll test you if you're over 18.
Oh, okay. Well, what gets me is, like, the coronavirus symptoms are a lot like cold and flu symptoms.
I know. There have been a few times during this whole thing when I felt kind of, like, icky, and I'm like, do I have corona? Or is it allergies? See, that's the thing that sucks.
And it's allergy, like, season.
Exactly. So, like, you, like, feel gross, and you're like, I know it's allergies, and then you go to work, and then it's, like, corona? And you're like, no, allergies.
Yeah, no, pollen trying to kill me.
Exactly. My allergies were acting up really bad in the beginning, because it was, like, March when this all started. And so I was, like, dying, and I was like, do I have corona?
I know, I panicked, too. I was like, I'm not going to go see my parents. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to leave the house. And I'm like, but no, it's just allergies.
Yeah.
I felt better after, like, 2 days.
Honestly, you take some Benadryl.
Take some Benadryl, nap it off, and you're good. Yeah. But I think by the time this podcast comes out, I think, yeah, we will probably have just gone into phase 3, or we'll be about to go into phase 3. Or we've been in phase 3 for a couple of weeks. I don't think we'll be closer to phase 4.
No, I think, like, maybe we'll be in the beginning of phase 3. Because I honestly feel like we could go a couple more weeks without going into phase 3.
Yeah.
So I think
the only thing that sucks for us is we won't get as many hours at work.
True.
But that's okay.
That's fine. But hopefully we're in phase 3 by then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, a couple weeks into it.
Yeah. Don't know.
Or maybe we'll have, like, a spike. Because, you know, like, all the spikes in cases right now, everyone wants to blame it on, like, the protests and stuff like that. But a lot of it's, like, it's not even
The protests have not happened long enough in the past for a spike that big.
So maybe the spike will...
The spike will come.
That maybe 4 weeks from now, or however long before this podcast comes out.
It might be wave 2 or something.
Yeah, we might be in the second wave of it.
Yeah, because, yeah, right? Because it was a spike in cases, positive cases, because more testing became available and they were testing more people right as the protests were happening. But the protests, I mean, it's dormant for 2 weeks, the coronavirus. So it's dormant for 2 weeks. So you have to think it's about 2 weeks from that, right? Two or three?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because George Floyd was killed a couple days before my birthday. Mm-hmm. And my birthday was at the end of May. Mm-hmm. So almost a month ago.
Dude, my perception of time is whack.
I know.
Holy crap. That's crazy.
I know. It's almost been a month now. So it's probably been a month since George Floyd was killed. Because I think he passed.
The Seattle one that Lasea went to was that Saturday, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was the day after
it was
birthday?
The first. I'm pretty sure it was like, no, it was like, it was the end of May. Very, very end. But I feel like saying passed, like, oh, George Floyd passed away. He didn't pass away. He was murdered.
Yeah. So, no, like, he was murdered.
He died, like, probably, I think I read, like, May 26th is when he died. So it's been like a month now. So we've been in protest riot mode for like a month now.
Okay. Yeah. Which I don't mind, but also I feel bad for just Seattle as a location, because like Seattle's just trash now.
Seattle was trash before and now it's like
even worse. Like literally trashed. Like, I know. It's just crazy. And I'm like, I get wanting to, you know, I get it. I really do. I wish I could.
Like, yeah, I wish honestly. I could go to protests. However, I live with vulnerable people.
Yeah, I do. I am a vulnerable human, so it's like,
I think I might be. I had H1N1 a few years ago, and like, you know, stuff like that. Like that can make you at risk.
Well, and Chandler gets bronchitis like 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I am a vulnerable people.
Yeah.
My parents are vulnerable people.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no social distancing at these things, because, like, you're packed in like sardines.
Yeah, and that's through no fault of anybody's, but that's just the nature of the beast. But, yeah, you're not social distanced, and, yeah. I mean, to me, it's not worth the health of myself and potentially my entire family. I'm like, you know, I don't want to...
There's other things you can be doing.
Yeah. And like, well, and I've signed a ton of petitions. I do stuff on social media.
Dude, I found this, like, Twitter thread, and it's just, like, full
of petitions.
I went through and signed them. I probably signed, like, 60. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I've signed so many. Yeah, I find the threads, and I sign all of them.
I know. I've gotten to the point where, like, sometimes when I go through threads, it's like, I've already signed some of them.
Yep.
But, like...
Oh, I'm at a point now where I've gone through, and I've signed all of them already. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, but there's so many other things you can be doing if you can't protest. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, if you can't protest, that's not... It's fine.
It's not the end of the world.
It's really not. Like, if you're doing other things, if you're actively educating yourself and other people and correcting injustices as you see them, then, like, you're golden, baby.
Yeah,
if
you're doing it. If you're
not being a piece of garbage,
you're playing your part, then. You know, you're contributing.
What was that noise?
I do not know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, really... People out there, don't feel bad if you can't protest.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes to your health and safety. Like, don't feel bad. Just, like, educate yourself and sign petitions. Donate money if you can to other organizations. I know money's, like, tight for a lot of people right now. So, but, I mean, do what you can. Support Black-owned businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Black creators.
Don't shop fast fashion.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that anyway. Yeah. Save the planet.
Yeah. But I feel, like, guilty as, like, a Black person not going to protest and stuff like that. But, like, when I explain it to people, like, it's not even, like, people are like, you're not going to protest. Like, oh my gosh. It's like, if you're doing something at all, like, that's
yeah.
This is going to be, like, kind of weird. And I kind of hope that my friend that I'm going to speak about really quick doesn't hear this. If he does, I love you so much. I'm just a little confused. I have this friend, and, like, you know how there was that whole, like, Black Square thing, like, the Blackout Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how a lot of people who hadn't said anything in the beginning did it because, like, it was an easy way to jump on a bandwagon?
Mm-hmm.
My friend, who is Black, did that. And, like, we tried to have a discussion about it, or I tried to talk to him about it, about, like, performative activism and how that's not okay and it doesn't solve anything if you're not doing anything else aside from posting a stupid Black Square.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, some people can't do anything else. I'm like, you're telling me you can't, like... read articles, you can't sign petitions, like, you have time on your hands.
Like, I retweet the petitions, and then...
Yeah, like, even just reposting stuff. Like, yeah. I repost stuff and people are like, wow, like, I really learned something from this. Like, I might not be doing, like, a lot. I might not be able to donate hundreds of dollars. But, like, I'm doing something. And it just kind of mm-hmm. bothered me that him as a black man, he was okay with people participating in performative activism and doing absolutely nothing else.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, see, and I did that, too, where I posted... I did post a black square.
But you've been doing so much other stuff.
Yeah. But... And I remember I talked to you, because I was like, I don't usually speak out politically, and this... But for me, I'm like, this is not a political issue. This is a human rights issue. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I want to go about it the right way, and I don't want to say the wrong thing and sound ignorant mm-hmm. or anything. So I ran it by you, and it had the Daisy stamp of approval, so I was like, hell yeah. And even then, like, I posted it, and then somebody commented, and then a few people, like, DM'd me, and they're like, oh, please don't use these hashtags, like, only use this. And
yeah, I was you weren't supposed to use the hashtag Black Lives Matter, because then it just clogs up the Black Lives Matter feed.
Yeah.
And then people can't use it to find resources.
Yeah, and so then, but what I didn't like about that is that people were, like, being rude about it. They're like, don't be ignorant and, like, do this hashtag.
People
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, like, I'm not trying to be ignorant. I never got that memo, like, to not do that.
See, going, like, that is not the right way to go about it.
No,
like,
you are
spreading a good message and someone tries to call you ignorant.
Yeah, and I'm like, in my post, I said, I don't have the answers or any solutions. I said something like that. Nobody does. It's like, we know what needs to be done.
But we don't know how to get there.
We don't know how to get there. And also, I wanted to point out, too, if people want to see, like, real-ass change in the system, you have to be in the system.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the police to be better, become a cop.
See, I've read a lot about that, but at the same time, like, I feel like even that isn't what's gonna make it better.
No, and then you want to get on, like, you want to get on your city council, and then people want to run, you know, you want to get people in the government making it better. You want these people out that are making terrible decisions. You want them out, but you need the right people to go in.
Yeah.
Because it's like this upcoming election, presidential election, it'll be Trump or Joe Biden. And it's like, those are the people that we want out, but those are the people that are elected to, or, you know, they're selected to be in. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when it was, like, the whole Hillary versus Trump thing, and everyone's like, what the heck? This is, like, which is the lesser evil, or stuff like that, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I'm not trying to bash, like, Hillary supporters.
To bash anybody, but no. That's what I'm saying is, like, people don't want these people in, but those are our choices.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to put the right people in as your choices.
Yeah. I feel like with police, though, like, it's past the point of reform. Like, it needs to burn. Like,
yeah.
The whole thing needs to come crumbling down so we can rebuild it. Because just being like, here, we're going to change these rules isn't going to help anything, because there's still bad people in the system that are going to continue to do bad things. Like,
well,
there's
a lot of places that have people join,
exactly,
new people join the police.
And
because
push out the bad ones.
Yeah, because then it's like... Well, and apparently, like, a lot of cops all over are resigning and stuff.
Yeah, which is super awesome. Like, honestly, like, the police system is just such a broken system right now. And, like, what was I gonna say? I was thinking about this right when we were talking. But, like, yeah, it's just, like, there can't be reform. Like, there are police officers that just don't follow rules. Like, chokeholds are banned in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, a lot of police officers still use chokeholds.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Just saying these things are changing, now you have to follow this new rule, isn't going to change anything. You need to, like, burn it to the ground. You need to get better people. You need to have more extensive training for
mm-hmm.
police officers. Like, you really think that, like, six months of training is going to be okay? Like, you need to teach these men and women how to, like, de-escalation tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your first instinct when you come in contact with someone maybe, like, erratic should not be to shoot and kill them. Do you
yeah.
know how many doctors and nurses come in contact with, like, crazy, erratic people and no tactics to bring them down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and also we need to start teaching Americans that their first instinct when something happens shouldn't be to call the police. You don't always need the police for something. Like, with Elijah McCain, he was walking down the street dancing to music, and he was wearing a ski mask because he was anemic and he was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And some person called the police, and they're like, I don't think he's like, a threat, then if you don't think he's a threat, then why are you calling the police? When you know what the police are doing across the country, why are you going to put a black man in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people know what happens to black people when the police are called.
Yeah. Like, you called the police because you're suspicious of them.
Yeah, like, with that lady in Central Park who refused to put her dog on a leash, and the guy called the police because he's like, you are blatantly disobeying the rules. And she said, no, he didn't even call the police. It was a black man, and he was like, you need to put your dog on a leash. It's literally the rules. And she knew what she was doing. She said, I'm going to call the police and tell them that an African-American man is threatening me. She knew the power that she had in that mm-hmm. situation. She knew that he could have gotten killed.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's disgusting. Like, people need to stop being such babies. And, like, if someone's not a threat, if something is not happening, then stop going and crying wolf. Like,
did I tell you that when I was on the ferry, an old Scottish lady stopped, like, because they're doing social distancing on the ferry, so mm-hmm. they have every other booth
blocked off.
So I was sitting in my booth minding my own business, and this old Scottish lady comes by with her wagon and cooler, and she is obviously homeless not very put yeah. together, and she goes, I could kill you, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck? I did nothing to...
How do you react to that situation?
I know. Well, and then this is when I was like, what the fuck? And there was a black man in the next booth mm-hmm. that wasn't blocked off. And he looked at me and looked at her. And I did not look at this woman. I did not look at... I'm trying to get my book so I can read so this shit doesn't happen. I'm trying to ignore everybody. And we made eye contact, me and this man. And he was, like, looking at me like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm not looking at her. I'm not going to look at her. And then she started to walk away. And then he was like, good? Like, mm-hmm. are we good? And I'm like, we're good.
I see you.
I see you. Thank you, sir. I don't know what would have gone down, but something would have gone down. And you would have been on my side. And I appreciate this. And, like, I'm like, in that situation, this old Scottish lady was a threat, and I'm like, I could have probably, I don't know, maybe I should have told the ferry security.
Yeah, telling ferry security, that would have been fine, but, like, there's a lady on here, just kind of keep an eye out for her in case she starts to act a fool.
Yeah, because, like, that was horrifying, and then, like, and then a couple times that lady walked by, like, I could see her in my peripheral, and I would look up at the man. Mm-hmm. And he would look at me because he saw her too, and we're like, okay, we're good.
Honestly, in that situation, I probably would have went and sat with him. Like, I know that's really weird, but like, I probably would have. Being on the ferry alone can be super scary.
I hate it. Every single time I go to Seattle and I see my cousins John and Colleen, I have a story of some shit that happened on the ferry. Every single time.
I've only been on the ferry once, and I've made sure, like, tried to make that happen because, like, there's this one time when between my sophomore and junior year of college, high school, I went on a student travel trip, and I met these girls, and one of them came to Seattle to visit, so me and another girl who lived in Tacoma, we both came to Seattle, so I went to Bainbridge and took the ferry, and there was this guy sitting in, like, a booth in, like, kind of a secluded area or, like, you know, by myself, and there was this guy sitting at, like, one of the booth tables,
mm-hmm.
and he was, like, reading the newspaper, and he was just, like, staring at me over the paper the entire ferry boat ride there, and I was just like so paralyzed with fear that I could not move. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't like, okay, time to get up and go. I was like, I didn't know what to do, and I was like texting my boyfriend. I'm like, there's this really creepy older man just like staring at me over his newspaper, mm-hmm. and I like put my sunglasses on so he couldn't see if I was looking at him, but like I watched him the whole time just staring at me, and I was like, what do I do? What yeah. do you do in that situation?
Yeah, no, see, and like, right as that lady stopped talking, I had already started to call Nick. I was like, I am calling him because I am horrified right now. And then he was like, hello. And then she's like, ugh, and walked away. And I was like, an old Scottish lady just threatened me mildly. Like, she didn't say that she would kill me. She said that she could kill me.
That's creepy.
And I'm like, I feel like that's still, like, a threat, though.
See, like, I never know what to do in those situations, because, like, she very well could have, like, not had both oars in the boat. Like, she could have had, like, some issues, and it's like, what do you do?
I was like, you know what, I'm just going to ignore her, because I don't see how that would make the situation worse. But if I were to, like, make a scene, because Nick said he would have made a scene, and I'm like, no.
Why would you make a scene? Like,
I'm like, I was getting my book so nobody would talk to me. And then she did that, and I was like, go away. Like, I didn't think she would actually do anything. But
it's just weird.
Yeah, I'm like, I am uncomfortable, and this is unpleasant. Please leave.
Even though that was, like, a woman threatening you, I feel like as, like, a woman or as women, we're, like, trained to, like, not say anything to certain people just because, you know, women are, like, constantly in danger. And that sounds really stupid, but, you know, like, there's been this thing floating around of, like, it's gonna, like, kind of freak you out, but it kind of, like, helps you stay on guard. Like, people have been hiding under people's cars, mm-hmm. and they'll slash your Achilles tendon, and you can't, like, at that point, if that happens, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And they will take you, and they will kidnap you. Yeah. Like, this isn't normal. Like, no. Men don't have to worry about these things. Why? Like, it's just, like, women are constantly on guard. Like, women walk with their keys between their fingers in case someone tries to start something, mm-hmm. so you can stab them. Like, being a woman is horrifying.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird, because, like, I'll talk to anybody about it, and then usually it will be a man of some kind that I know, and they're like, well, why are you worried about this? Like, that's an irrational fear.
No,
and
it's
I go, excuse me? No, like, because every time I go, I never have ever in my life felt safe in Seattle, ever.
No,
like, even if I'm with, like, a group of friends, I don't feel safe.
If I'm with people, I feel safe, but, like, when I was gonna go meet my friends, I had to take an Uber by myself, and, like, it's scary, and it's, like, you know, some people fear other people because of their ethnicity, which I think is just ridiculous.
I fear men.
Like, yeah. Like, people see people from, like, you know, maybe, like, Middle Eastern countries, and they're like, oh, they're probably a terrorist and stuff like that. But, like, with me, like, I don't care what your skin color is. It's more like, if you're a man, I'm probably gonna fear you, because just, like...
If you're a man who I know is big and could overpower me, I'm automatically afraid of you.
See, yeah. But also for me, like, this is gonna sound, like, really stupid, or I don't know how this is gonna sound, but, like, I am a large black woman. I feel like I am the last person that anyone would ever try. Like, I'm very sturdy, and, like, I might not look like it, but I have a lot of muscle, and, like, I'm very aggressive. My fight or flight kicks in. I have found out that I am fight. Like, I am the last person anyone would ever try to, like, mess with. However, that doesn't change the fact that, like, when I'm places alone, I still get scared, because there are creepy people in this world. There are people in this world who don't care what I look like, but, and still might try to take me, or, you know, hurt me or some way.
Mm-hmm. And then there's me. I weigh 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And, like, I have zero muscle or body fat.
If you ever have to take the ferry alone, you can tell me and I'll go with you. I'll ride with you over there, and then I'll ride back by myself.
No, you will stay with me the whole time. I don't want you to ride back by yourself.
I mean,
I know what happens on the ferry. I've been threatened now.
Oh, shoot. I mean, I'm not too worried about it. Like, I just probably stay in a spot that is, like, a lot of people are around, so, like, they see me and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool to ride to my, like, ride to the ferry on the ferry by myself back.
Well, now that John and Carlene are moving, I have no reason to go to Seattle, and so I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I have no reason and no desire. That was literally the only reason I would go to Seattle, was to see them.
Seattle's cool, but, like, there's just Seattle, like, also, I wasn't gonna say this when we were talking about Seattle in our last video, because that really would have just dragged down the mood. But since we're talking about these things,
the mood is dragged.
Seattle also has, like, is one of the, like, biggest capitals for sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, certain parts of Seattle you do not go to, or you will not be seen again. Like, you know, mm-hmm. everyone thinks, oh my gosh, Seattle, Pike Place Market, the Gum Wall, or whatever it's called. Like, oh my gosh, so much cool stuff. But, like,
when you actually go there,
there's a really dark side of Seattle.
Oh, yeah. And then when you actually are there, Pike Place is disgusting.
It smells so gross.
Pike Place is horrible. The Gum Wall...
That is just a breeding ground for illness, like...
That is where coronavirus may have started, like...
Honestly, I would not be surprised.
Like...
They, like, power wash it at one point, and I'm like, I cannot even imagine...
Where did the gum go?
I know, I cannot even imagine how nasty it would have been. Like, I think I've been to the Gum Wall once, and I don't even think I stuck anything on it. I think I looked at it, and I was like, that's nasty.
Yeah. See, although I think power washing it, pressure washing it, whatever, would be super satisfying. Just to watch it all come off. I would do that, but I'm like, what? I don't want to know. Would go, like,
flying.
Yeah. Well, that's why you wear a hazmat suit. But yeah, no, Seattle, I don't like it. I don't think I've ever really liked it, ever.
I don't think I've ever, like, been in love with it either, because, like, my parents never took me there a lot. I have been to Seattle maybe, like, a hand... Like, I could probably count on both hands how many times I've been to Seattle.
I've lost count of how many times. I've been there so many times. There was a summer, we went every single weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, no.
We would drive there, drive home. Sunday, drive there, drive home.
No. I had to go there twice for, like, meetings for my student trip. I went there once with my parents. I went there once to see my friends from my trip. I think I've been there maybe 20 times at the most. And that is at the very, very most. Because, like, we've driven through it, like, to get to other places. But, like, my parents aren't just like, let's go to Seattle and walk around. We've done that once. Mm-hmm. And literally all we did was, like, go to Ivers and then go to the Great Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Wheel is cool. But not to flex, nothing in comparison to the London Eye. London Eye is whack, like double the size. You can walk around inside of the little chamber thingies. Crazy. Nice. Seattle Wheel, you got nothing on London. Absolutely nothing.
I believe it. Yeah, but I mean, no.
Seattle's just weird. It's creepy. Like, I feel like
Portland way more than Seattle.
I've never been to Portland.
Oh, Portland's great.
We already talked about going there, so.
Portland is fantastic. And I still want to go there. I just don't know what Oregon's situation is. But, I mean.
I hate when people, like, I hate that Seattle's the first thing people think of when they think Washington. Like, there's so much more to Washington.
I mean, I get why they think Seattle.
It's not even our capital, though.
No, I know. Well, and that's what's funny. It's like New York is not the capital of New York. LA is not the capital of California.
Exactly. It's like all the big cities aren't, the popular ones aren't even the capital.
They're not,
like,
the capital.
Ask someone what the capital of Washington is, and they'll probably say Seattle. It's Olympia.
Or Spokane.
Spokane is
Some people do say Spokane.
Spokane,
like,
is crazy.
Yeah.
My brother lives over in Spokane, and it's just, like, the stories that I have from, like, going to visit him is, like, weird. I watched his neighbor get arrested, like, across the street. He, like, was this nasty man, and he got arrested, and I was like,
huh. Yeah. I want to say something to you off the record, though, because I truly have this opinion.
Okay.
But it's a highly unpopular opinion, okay, and people would be offended by it. I can guarantee you.
Oh, I want to know. So bad.
Actually, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Okay. So, I feel like in blue states, Washington is a blue state.
Yeah.
Whack stuff happens. Just like in blue states. And New York, high crime. Seattle, sex trafficking. Drugs that go through there. Like, and it's blue states. Like, I feel like red states.
I mean, there's definitely, like, crazy stuff that happens in red states.
Every
state.
But, like, every state has its weird moments and stuff. But I feel like blue states, and I don't know why. And that's no shade to any Democratic person.
It could, like, you know, if you talk to, like, if I were to talk to my parents about that, they'd probably be like, it's because of Democrats. Like, yeah, you know, like, there are certain things that, like, I really don't like to talk politics because I feel like
I don't either.
Truly educated.
I really don't know.
However, like, there are certain things that Democrats will let fly in, like, opposed to, like, Republicans. Like, you know, I remember at one point.
And vice versa. It goes both ways.
Exactly. For sure. But I remember please don't stab me if I'm incorrect. I feel like I was really violent. But, like, at one point, I want to say the mayor of Seattle wanted to make safe spaces for homeless people to do drugs in. Like,
yeah,
they wanted to. Yes, okay, you know what I'm talking about. Like, under any Republican governor or mayor or something, that would not fly.
No.
Because, you know, Republicans, you know, like, Republicans and conservatives go hand in hand. Liberals and Democrats go hand in hand. You know, like, liberals are very, like,
I feel like I'm, like, a moderate independent.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you know, Democrats are very, like, you know, pro-choice, you know, like, let people do what they want, immigration, like, let people come in, stuff like that. They're very, like, open. I don't want to say open-minded, because I'm definitely not trying to bash anyone who's, like, a Republican or conservative, because those, you know, whatever. But then, like, conservative, you know, it's exactly what it says. Like, conservative, you know, you're more like, you know, like, you should have to go through, like, the process to become an American citizen. Like, you shouldn't be able to mooch off of what America has to offer, you know, like, a baby's life is precious, you shouldn't be aborting a child even if you think it's just a clump of cells, like, you know, like, giving homeless people safe spaces to do drugs would not be anything that would fly under a Republican.
Right. No, I totally agree on that, and, because, like, there are things that, because, like, unpopular opinion, Donald Trump is not the worst president we've ever had. Like, that, I know that's an unpopular opinion, especially here. But, I mean, he's not the absolute worst president we have. Maybe as a human.
As a human
he's
being,
not, he's
morally,
not great.
As a, morally, absolutely not.
No.
I honestly, honest to God, I'm not even going to speak on, like, what he's done for this country, because I honestly have no clue. Like, I can't say, like, oh, he's done this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, I can say a couple of things. So, okay. Like, before Corona, the economy was great. Economy, booming. So good. Excellent. And now the economy is bad. And that's not his fault. That is purely coronavirus. That's how that happened. And the way things happened under... So I want to say Donald Trump or the federal government let the state government determine what they wanted to do within their own state.
Mm-hmm.
So each state is doing what they feel is right for their people. Each governor is doing what they feel is right for their people in their state.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working that out. But, like, Donald Trump has... He was a businessman. Like, he knows... He was in the stocks and all that. And so he did make our economy really great. The economy was great. That's, like, one of the only good things I can say about... Because I also don't know a lot of what he's done. Because, honestly, I don't pay that much attention to what the president does. Even when Obama was a president, I really didn't pay attention because I didn't have to.
Yeah, I was at a weird age when Obama was in office. Like, I'm sure it's just as easy to, like, go online and read about it. But, you know, like, you can literally go to a billion different news sources and they're all going to tell you different things.
Yeah, like, well, especially if the reporter is liberal or not.
I know, but I feel like it's just so stupid. Like, facts are facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your opinion shouldn't change that. Like, I hear so many people are like, Obama made the economy great and Donald Trump is just, like, carrying it through. Or Obama made the economy great, Donald Trump has tanked it in, like, but then there's other people who are like, Donald Trump has made the economy great, Obama tamed it. You know, like, I can't find one thing that
but
tells
with,
me.
But with minimum wage going up, I know that started at the end of Obama's presidency, but... and then there's talk of wanting to make federal minimum wage $15 an hour.
Yeah.
And that is horrible. Sure. I do not want that to happen. Because here in Washington State, when minimum wage is $15 an hour, King County has $15 an hour for minimum wage. John, right, you could touch the apartments right next to John and my cousin's mm-hmm. building. And he said the apartment, him and his wife toured those apartments or one of the apartments. It's smaller than their apartment, and it's $2,600 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
To live there.
Yeah, no, I don't think people understand that, like, when the minimum wage goes up, the cost of living is going to go up as well.
Everything, the cost of everything is going to go up.
Exactly.
Everything. So if the federal minimum wage were $15 an hour... nowhere would be a viable living option for anyone.
Washington's, like, or at least Kids App, you know, like, Kids App, to live in Kids App is whack. Like,
and,
literally.
And King.
Yeah, oh,
Kids
King,
App and King.
King, obviously, but, like, Kids App in Bremerton, if you want to get an apartment, it's, like, $1,600 a month for, like, a two-bedroom apartment.
That's, like, minimum, too.
Yeah.
from what I've seen. Decent apartments in a decent area.
And that's, like, before utilities as well. Yeah. You still have to pay utilities. I have a friend that lives in... My friend who lives in Whatcom, she... Whatcom County. She pays, I think, I want to say they pay, like, around $1,000 each a month for their apartment. And that includes the utilities. But, like, you know...
But still.
I think they pay, like... I don't even know. I don't even want to speak on it, like, and pretend, like, that's correct, but, like, it's...
Well, and even, like, if you have a pet and the deposits, all the deposits...
Oh, yeah, they have two cats.
First and last month's rent and stuff. Just to, like, move into a new apartment, you have to have, like, almost $4,000 just to move into a new apartment.
Yeah, like, I don't have pets, and I don't plan on having any pets until I have a house.
So you only need, like, $3,000.
Dope. I don't plan on having any pets until I have, like, a house that mm-hmm. I live in, so I don't have to worry about pet deposits and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Also, friendly reminder, if you can't pay the vet, don't get the pet. Like, if you can't afford to pay their vet bills, do not get a pet. Like, I understand you might want, like, a quarantine puppy or kitty or whatever, but, like...
Foster
animals. Do foster animal that stuff. And also, if you cannot afford to pay... Like, if you're struggling to pay your regular bills each month, do not get an animal. Because what happens when your animal gets sick? Mm-hmm. And you have to start pulling money out of savings and whatever.
Yeah, you know, your low-maintenance cat is no longer low maintenance.
Facts.
Milo, calling you out.
See, I got a fish, and even that was expensive.
Yeah.
Because they won't
let tank.
You, they won't let you get a little bowl. They're like, you need to have at least a gallon tank and a filter, and you have to get, like, pH balancer for the water. You have to get water conditioning. You have to get rocks. You have to get food. You have to get decorations. You have to get plants for it to nibble on. I did not pay for my fish because Connor got it to me for me as a gift. This dude probably spent easily. The fish itself was $20.
Oh, wow.
I saw this betta fish, and I was like, that's cute. And he's like, you want it? I get it for you. And I was like, no, I don't want a $20 fish. Like, I know it's going to die in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you got it. The fish died in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I went up to my room the other day, and I looked in, and that thing was dead, and it stunk.
Ugh.
Rip gub gub.
Damn. That sucks, dude.
And that's just a fish. Like, if it costs that much of a fish, I don't even want to, I don't even want a pet. I don't want a dog. I don't want a cat. I don't want a gerbil. I don't want a hamster. I don't want a ferret. I don't want nothing.
Yeah, if that's how it's going to be.
Also, what else was I going to say? Don't buy your pets blue buffalo. It'll make them hemorrhage, whatever the word is. I've been reading a lot of stuff about blue buffalo, and, like, people have been like, my dog is vomiting and pooping and peeing blood. Ooh. And, like, there have been a lot of people that have had to put their animals down. Because they've started to get violently ill after eating blue buffalo. So if you're
PSA.
If you're listening to this and you have a pet and you're thinking, oh, those blue buffalo commercials look really great. Don't.
Don't do it.
It will kill your pet, quite literally. And blue buffalo, if you hear this, please don't sue me. Please don't.
It's all over the internet. They can't sue you.
True. Never mind.
Boom.
I was like,
loophole.
Sometimes I say stuff and then I'm like, oh no. And then I'm like, wait a second.
Oh,
someone
no.
already
I'm
said
gonna,
this.
I'm going to get, ugh. Yep, someone's gonna come after me. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. I usually don't like to get political, especially on the podcast. I like it to be a comedic relief for people, but there are issues going on in our country right now, and I felt like we should briefly touch on them. And actually, let us know, like, if you agreed with some of our opinions, if you didn't agree, what you disagreed or agreed about, and, like, I'm open to having a discussion with people, but I'm not open to having an argument.
Yeah, nah. If you can't talk to people about differing opinions without arguing, then you need to go evaluate.
Yeah. Well, and usually, like, if I see somebody's opinion that I don't agree with, and I can tell I can't have a discussion, it will be an argument, I just don't even touch it.
See, but if someone's gonna try... Also, if someone tries to have an discussion with you, don't escalate it into an argument. Because I've been trying to have discussions with people, and they just keep escalating it into arguments. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you
then. Or immediately. It's like, they have their posts, and then I do my rebuttal, and then they're like, attack. And I'm just like,
see,
whoa!
Okay, personal attacks, that is not okay.
Yeah.
Like, people trying to come for people personally, like, touching on, like, you're fat, you're ugly, or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. when someone's trying to have a discussion with you, you're immature, you don't deserve to be posting about or speaking on these issues.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Wear your mask, don't get a misdemeanor, and wash your hands.
Drink your water.
Drink your water, and stay groovy.
Yeah. Yes. Also wear lotion because your hands are probably going to get dry.
Ooh, yes.
This is the end of the podcast.